Yes, extremely well. Not much sleep at the moment, but
Oh,
he
really?
is a lot of fun and very, very cheeky, as you could imagine.
Let's talk footy. How are you feeling? Different year. Obviously,
Yeah.
got so close last year. How do you feel that you'll improve and go further this year?
Well, I mean, it's pretty easy to, I suppose, say that we should be out there and contending, but we've still got 22 games to play, as the old cliche goes. So everyone's at the starting blocks now. So we've got heaps of work to do. I'm just excited about the opportunity to compete again. And obviously, we've got some really good recruits that have come into the club. But I'm looking forward to, I think we saw it on the weekend, just some of the blokes that we already have at the club taking that next step and really contributing in a really positive way. I mean, the likes of Jordan Clark and Tom Atkins and those boys have come on really well over the summer, so it's a very exciting time.
And reconfiguring the Misfits a little bit too, because obviously Harry Taylor retiring. I mean, I was going to say, who's stepping up to that role? I mean, literally that role, but also to a character like Harry, it's going to be hard to replace. But is anyone, trying their hand at it?
Yeah, well, as you said, you can't replace a Harry Taylor. He's a fantastic clubman and a fantastic bloke, so we'll miss him dearly. But I think what we saw on the weekend was a combination of Hendo, Blitz, Jack Henry and Collar trying to sort of lock down those taller targets in defence, and having Tom Atkins come back there and fill a small defensive post is probably something I think we'll see for the majority of the year.
Tell us, obviously we're chatting to Jeremy Cameron a little later on, but what's it like now that you don't have to defend someone like that, and what's he going to bring to the club?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. I'm stoked that we don't have to play against him anymore. He's a fantastic player, and I think we've seen that for a lot of years at Giants. So very, very thankful that he's on our side now. I mean, he obviously the footy stuff is going to take care of itself. He's a super player, and he plays the game the right way with that hard edge. So, but just off the field, he's been really good for the club. Obviously, as most recruits are when they come in, they try and really embed themselves in the program and work with every player on the list and get to know everyone. So him especially. Not saying that the other boys haven't done it, but he's been super with our young boys and just trying to get along with everyone and really be a part of the club.
Actually, on that, who is the toughest person to match up against that you've played against? Who do you really have a good challenge against?
Oh, I think the easy answer is Dusty. I've
Yeah.
had the absolute privilege of being given a bath by Dusty a couple of times. So,
Let's not relive those memories, Tom. Let's not do
no, we won't. But, I mean,
it.
there's obviously a lot of good players in the AFL. I mean, Bontempelli, Fife, all those mid forwards that come down and have a chop out down there are always good fun to play against.
Do you try and switch off? Like someone else come over here and I'll just go forward a bit.
Oh, I mean, yeah, always. But no, as I said, like you're competing against good players across the park, so there's no easy beats in the comp.
Very true. Well, Tommy Stewart, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations with the new barb and best of luck for the season.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having me.